episode 2544 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Walton, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. This is a show today about a resume mistake many of you make. I've seen so many resumes that do this. It's dumb. Well, let me not say dumb. It's a mistake on your part. I hope you find this show helpful and self-correct if you're making this mistake, and we'll be back in just one moment.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, and people hire me for no BS career advice. It can involve anything that relates to you and your work professionally. Today, I just want to share a video with you about cool resumes, and you know, they just don't work for people. Now, it's one thing if you post it on your own website. Cool resumes, their work. But if you're submitting it to an organization, here are a couple of mistakes people make when they submit the really cool resume. And the first one is they start using emojis or photos, which on the receiver's side, and worse yet, if you're working with an applicant tracking system, they can misalign and thus make your beautifully designed resume look like crap because the receiver may not be configured the same way as you are. Another thing is sometimes people create resumes as though they're a flyer or a brochure, and they let everything out, but the systems don't really respond well to this kind of a style. And thus, you know, the applicant tracking system can be confused when it scans, and thus maybe you get the interview, but more often than not, you'll never hear from this firm again because they couldn't parse the resume. And it's not just simply about this job search, but for other positions in the future where you'll never hear from them because the system couldn't really get the information into it that it needed to. Lastly, don't send it as a photo. Some people send JPEGs or PNG files, and most tracking systems don't accept those. Again, don't think cool with your resume unless you're posting it on your own website. Other than that, think in terms of documents, whether it's a Word file or a PDF, make it gorgeous within that framework because systems need to be able to read these. And you want someone opening the file, even if it's not the system, to not see a mess on their screen, as I know I've had happen so many times before. Hope you found this helpful. I'm Jeff Altman at my website, thebiggamehunter.us. There's a ton in the blog that can help you. Plus, you can schedule time for a free discovery call with me if you want to consider me for coaching. Or if you want me to coach you, you can schedule time for a paid session with me. I'd love to help. Also, at the site, you can find out about my courses, books, and guides. Again, much more to help you. Lastly, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Have a terrific day and be great.